Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and you should recognize these two fine gentlemen because they were here,
Twice.
And the last time was, August? Or when was the last time?
September.
Yep. September. Right, and you're here, you were doing the data assessment tool, and you're back to show that. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So before we get started, just for the poor saps who didn't watch the previous episode you were here, why don't you take a second to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Raj Pochiraju, program manager in data migration team, primarily responsible for tools and services.
Okay, cool.
Hi, my name is Akash Verenkar. I'm an engineering manager on the data migration team.
Okay, awesome. So thanks for coming. Always a pleasure to have you. So last time you were here, we talked about the assessment tool, and as we were talking before, we showed, the assessment and the migration, and I think it was just powerful, how do we get the idea, what it's going to take to migrate to SQL Server 2016 and all the awesome assessments. So today you have an additional story, right? What is that?
So we are showing you the assessments for Azure SQL Database.
Yep. And I asked you that last time, too. I'm like, when are we going to have that?
Right? I know you asked me
and
that.
And yay, so it's here.
Yeah.
So this is the same thing, right? What do I need to get to Azure SQL Database, right? Or SQL Server in a VM, right? What is that story?
So before we go to the prime story, right?
Yep.
So let me quickly recap. We talked about our vision in the last videos as well, but let me quickly recap. So at Data Migration Team, our goal is basically to enable seamless migrations to modern SQL platforms so that the customers can really focus on gaining a competitive advantage through the business insights that these modern platforms are capable of providing.
Okay.
So that's kind of a goal that we work on.
Okay.
And as you see here, we primarily support three major upgrade and migration scenarios.
Okay.
The very first one is upgrading from your on-premises legacy SQL Server versions to modern on-premises SQL Server platforms.
Okay. Like SQL 2005, 8 to 2016.
2016 on-premises SQL boxes, right? The other scenario is we enable you to migrate from legacy SQL Server on-premises platforms to modern cloud platforms for SQL Server. For example, SQL Server running on Azure VM, SQL Server, Azure SQL Server Database.
Okay.
So the other scenario is we also support you to migrate from, compete products like Oracle, DB2, to modern SQL platforms.
Sybase, yep.
Yeah, cool. So those are the things. So these are the major three scenarios that we work on.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the primary focus is mainly to talk about the Azure SQL Database migrations.
Okay.
So if you look at the past videos, right, when we first came in, we introduced you the assessments from on-premises SQL Server to modern on-premises SQL Server.
Okay.
And then in the second video, we talked about the migrations from on-prem to on-prem modern platform, and as well as SQL on VM.
Yep.
And today, primarily, we are focusing on Azure DB.
Okay.
So when it comes to Azure DB migrations, our ultimate goal is to provide an end-to-end experience, starting from assessments, finding out all the migration blockers that you might want to fix, and provide auto-fixes for those ones as well.
Right.
And then take those schema, a converted schema to the Azure DB, and deploy that schema onto the Azure DB and perform the actual migration.
Yep.
So that is kind of an end-to-end experience that we wanted to provide.
Yep.
And then we wanted to have a single tool to do all these activities.
Right.
But that's going to take some time.
Right.
So the very first step that we took this today is to enable the assessment.
The assessment piece. So just like we did in the very first video, showed the assessment from legacy to modern platform 2016. Now we're going to do the same thing, kind of, for the cloud piece, right? Let's do the assessment from legacy to Azure SQL Database. Right?
Yeah. So these Azure SQL assessments, I think Akash is going to demo the actual core aspects of it, but primarily focuses on two aspects. One is the feature parity assessment, which means is that there is gap between on-premises platform to the Azure DB. Some of the features are unsupported or partially supported.
Okay.
So we detect all those features that are unsupported and partially supported that your workloads are currently using, and then we'll provide recommendations what to do about those recommendations,
Very nice.
And there is another assessment which is compatibility at the schema level. We look at your schema, and we will provide the issues that are going to block your migration, so that you need to fix those issues before you migrate to the Azure DB. So those are the two major components that we do. So if you look at the entire scenario here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would use DMA
yep.
assessments for assessing your source databases.
Yep.
You know, migrating to the Azure SQL database.
Yep.
And then DMI will provide a comprehensive recommendations how to fix those compat issues.
Okay.
So you can use all that guidance to come up with the strategy for those fixes.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
That is something that you need to work on to come up with those fixes.
Yeah, and what are the things that I need to address
exactly,
to be able to move to?
The migration blockers.
Yep.
Once you have those fixes ready for you, then you simply take a copy of your source database and then deploy those fixes to the database which you just copied,
mm-hmm.
and then use the database to generate a backpack. When you generate a backpack, it would contain not only the schema, but also the actual data that you just copied from there, right?
Yep, yep.
It contains both data and as well as the...
The backpack is the data and the schema.
And the schema. So you just simply export that backpack from this and then simply import that backpack into the Azure database. That's the complete flow. At this point, we only support the assessment piece, but our goal is to come up
with
a
bigger picture. They have all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sure soon we'll have another video for it.
Yep.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you back for that, finishing this, and then the whole, you know, going from, you know, the competitive stuff too.
Okay.
All right.
So now I'll invite Akash to give you the demo so that he can show the feature of assessment.
All right. Okay. And don't let the falling of the Channel 9 guy jinx you.
Yeah, so demo time.
All right.
So,
we love demos.
So I have Data Migration Assistant, which I've downloaded from Download Center.
Mm-hmm. You're still displaying, so we need to...
Okay, so let me move this.
Here we go.
Hold on. It's because presentation is on. Now, can you see it? Okay, perfect. Right. Nope. Still the demo slide.
You need to stop the presentation. There you go.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay, so... Yeah. So this is Data Migration Assistant version 3.0.
Yep.
So the same flow as we went before. So I'll go ahead and create an assessment project, and let's call it Get to Azure SQL DB. And this time, we have a new value over here, which is the Azure SQL database. Eventually, we'll have even more targets supported over here.
Okay. Yep.
So let me create a new project. Now, at this screen, things are slightly different from how we assessed for on-prem upgrades. So what we have over here are those two functionalities that Raj has already described before, right? So we have the check database compatibility and check feature parity. The major difference between the two is when you look at database compatibility, we extract the schema of each individual database. We go through your stored procedures. We go through your table structures, your users, and we do a compat level check, plus also features that will work and not work in Azure SQL.
Okay. Yep.
Whereas at feature parity, it is more at a surface level. So we will go through your server features. We will also go at the database level, but we'll only look at the database level features at this point. And we'll tell you that what are features on your server which won't work in SQL DB.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about pointing out what won't work. We give you a very detailed recommendation on what are the options that you can use to move there.
That's important. It's beyond the, sorry, it won't work. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look, if you want to use this, here's recommendations for it.
Yeah. One good thing is, like, when you move to the Azure, right, there are plenty of alternative approaches that you can take.
Yeah.
You can still have your business functionality, but it just requires a little bit of reengineering.
Well, and I think that's, you know, is that what you guys are finding is that, you know, it's this paradigm shift. How do we now do things in the cloud versus on premises, right? And that's, I think that's a blocker. Like, well, if it doesn't work in Azure, well, it does. We just do things a little differently, maybe. Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
And actually, that's the key, the thing that you said towards the end, right? People always think that these are blockers. They're actually not blockers.
Mm.
It's just a different way of doing things in Azure.
Yeah.
And you just have to learn it once.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
So let me just click next. This is the same screen that we had before, so I can add n number of servers, n number of databases. Mm-hmm. So let me select the database that 2016 server that I have. This is my local server. Let's connect using Windows Authentication, and let me select all these databases on it.
So they're all on-premises databases at this point.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Along with this, what I'll also do is I'll also select another server that I have, which is a 2005 server. Mm-hmm. I have a few databases over there, so let me also connect to that. And let's pick only one database from there.
Okay.
Okay. So all these databases, two servers added, and now let's start the assessment. Behind the scene, actually.
Wait, so I don't mean to interrupt, but you picked your source. You haven't picked the database you want to move to. Right now, it's just going, here's the databases we picked on premises that we want to assess.
Yes.
Because we're not going to a target, we're not doing the migration, we're just doing the assessment, we don't need to pick the target.
With an intent that you want to go to the Azure DB.
Gotcha, okay.
Exactly. So that's why initially we selected what target you're going for, and we selected Azure SQL database.
Right.
And something I didn't actually mention it, but on the next screen, we gave you the SKUs of SQL DB. So we support V12 today, which is the latest version.
Okay.
And all these rules are specific to V12 right
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect. Okay. Right? Yep.
So in this report, we have these two reports. So let's look at SQL Server feature parity, for example. For example, over here, what we do is we group them, the feature parity report, we group all the issues into two buckets, one which are not supported and one which are partially supported. So you will think that they're supported, but there are some behavioral changes over there that you should be aware of.
Okay.
For example, if I look at this one, we don't have to go through each and every one, but a couple of important ones. Like look at this, cross database reference is not supported in Azure SQL database.
Right.
So it definitely found that I have queries where I'm referencing another database from this one, which is not supported. However, it's not that you cannot do cross reference, you can. So either the classic way is you can move that other data set into your DB, which usually people won't do because that's the reason they've already separated out.
Yep.
However, you can always use Azure SQL Database Elastic Database feature.
Oh, and
then you can write these Elastic Database queries with which you can achieve the same thing. You can do cross-reference calls. So this is one part.
Yeah, that's a good example of how we think about you know, doing something different in the cloud, right?
Yeah, exactly. The other part, as you notice here, right, the more info, I know Akash is going there. It's going to give you the complete process how you can leverage that Elastic Jobs feature.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it even identifies which databases it is looking for. It's not like just in general, this is a feature.
Yeah.
It's identified that, hey, these two databases are using this, so here is a guidance that we have.
Okay.
Another example we can look for is, let's say, SSIS. Now, it did identify that I have SSIS, and SSIS is not supported. However, you can always use Azure Data Factory and use Azure Active Directory to have your transformation jobs over there and data movement and transformation both.
Yep.
And again, we have a link, a detailed link on Azure Data Factory,
okay,
how to use it. So this is in general how, this is now again at surface level. We still haven't gone into details about each DB, about the compat issues and stuff.
Okay.
So let me actually go to compatibility issues tab. Over here, it will list down all the databases. So let's start with this one. So for example, good news, no compatibility issues, this database, they will go to SQL.
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, so I especially like this particular screen.
Yeah.
Another one we can look for is, let's say, this analysis services. So here, for example, this is an interesting one. It found a user in this database. This is not a login. This is a user in the database. But it is mapped to a Windows login.
Okay.
Now, Windows logins are not supported in SQL DB. So again, it's not that Windows logins are completely not supported. You have alternatives. Either you can convert them to SQL logins, or you can use Windows
Active Directory.
And you can use that authentication to actually move these logins. So, and again, a link of how to secure your SQL databases and detailed documentation on that. And over here, what we have done is we're actually grouping these issues into three buckets. One are migration blockers. Like, for example, this is definitely a migration blocker. You have to do some changes.
Yep.
But at the same time, we'll also specify behavior changes as well as deprecated features. These are the same rules that we would also apply on a upgrade to 2016 database, for example, compat level 130.
Oh, sure.
So all of those, along with some extra which are Azure SQL DB specific, are shown over here.
Okay.
Like I can go over another rule. For example, this one, service broker feature. Now, service broker feature is not supported in Azure SQL database, but you can always use in more info, like we have detailed guidance of what you can do in place of a service broker feature.
Yep.
I have another database over here, inventory, which has not only issues specific to SQL DB migration, but these are just in general compat level 130 issues.
Yep.
For example, discontinued DBCC command. You will face this even if you are moving to, if you're upgrading to latest version.
Yeah,
the more older your database is, the more issues that you would encounter to migrate. So it's always good to have, update to the latest versions.
Yep.
So that's how you define these rules over here. And as with all our other assessment reports, you can export this. However, now we also have JSON format available.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this is something that we actually got an ask from many of our customers, where JSON is something that can be exported to other databases, that can be consumed by tools. So that's why we came with the structured format of JSON, which is available
nice.
Over here. Yeah.
Yeah. The migration is the migration is the showstopper type. I can't migrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that you're like, well, look, you can't. But here's some recommendations and that's like you say. It's not that we don't support it.
Right.
We just do it a little differently and a lot better. That's probably not a lot better. It's just, we just do it, kind of a more improved way. Right.
More efficient way.
The way you do it in Azure or in cloud.
Well, yeah, and I think, that goes back to, we do certain things a certain way on premises, on the box, but in the cloud, it's a paradigm shift. We have to, change our thinking a little bit, and it's not that difficult. We just need to, make that shift a little bit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
Another thing also is that behind the scene, what we do is we use the same data DecFX libraries. So we use the data tier application libraries behind the scene. Along with that, we augment this guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have this feature parity, which is just at the server level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because none of the current tools that we have do a surface scan of your server.
Yep.
They are only very specific to a database. They will tell you how you can migrate that. You migrate it, and then you figure out that, hey, there was a feature on the server, and I'm missing it now. What do I do now?
Yeah.
So that's why it's like everything together, we provide you a comprehensive guidance.
So, and you brought up a good point. You're getting some feedback from people that are using this tool. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the overall feedback that you're getting so far? Because going from a bunch of different tools to this one.
So for Azure DB specifically with the assessments, we tested with a couple of preview customers,
mm-hmm.
and as well as with, it's been like almost 2 weeks that we released, and the feedback is like tremendous.
Okay.
They really loved it. When it comes to the feedback rating or you know, the way that they really see the value out of this report, like Akash mentioned, there is no single tool out there which provides this kind of a comprehensive guidance at this point. You know, you got to use some other tool to do the feature parity, or maybe you should use ad hoc scripts, or you do some other stuff to do the comparative.
Yeah, we got to use this.
It's a very disconnected experience at this point, and people really loved the way that we combined all these assessment areas into a single tool and present, so that people can really effort. You know, they can really see what effort really takes for me to migrate this database to the Azure DB, because everything is in a single place, right?
Yep.
So
very nice.
That way, I think we're really receiving good feedback.
Good.
And now they're asking for when migrations are going to come.
And so we look forward to having you back when the migration piece is done.
Definitely.
Look at that.
Yes.
I think this is good. I love the a single tool, single experience. You know, for everything, right? Mm-hmm. Now we don't have to go here, you know, different locations just to get, be able to migrate. So,
Right. Gentlemen,
thanks for coming. It's always a pleasure, and always look forward to looking at the work you're doing. This is great.
Thanks for your time.
You betcha. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching. Download the tool. We'll put links to it in the description. But look, start using it, and they'd love your feedback.
Thank you so much for all this.
Thanks for watching, man. We'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.